Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and today's conversation is with Rear Admiral Thomas McGinnis, Chief of the Pharmaceutical Operations Directorate within TRICARE. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Terry Ergens. Admiral, pharmacy is constantly seeking ways to improve patient care and safety, prescription data integrity, workflow efficiency, and staff productivity. Would you outline some of the best practices in these areas? And for us, describe challenges that pharmacists face that are universal throughout the profession.
One of the problems that pharmacists face today, as they have in years past, is reimbursement for their clinical services. Helping patients understand how to use their medications properly, sticking to the prescribed therapy of their physician, is one of the roles of pharmacists, and that is an increasingly responsible role for pharmacists. Reimbursement in the past has been tied to the drug product and not to their clinical services. That's one of the major changes that will occur in future years. Also, with the advent of electronic prescribing, pharmacies will not have to deal with the poor handwriting of physicians on a piece of paper that's caused so many errors in the past. When doctors are able to electronically transfer these prescriptions to pharmacies, hopefully right into their pharmacy system that generates the label, and maybe even picking the medication off of the shelf and packaging it, that'll give the pharmacist a lot of time to do more in the clinical area. Currently, pharmacies are offering vaccinations. Every state in the country now allows the pharmacist to administer vaccinations, and that's very important. TRICARE is moving in that area now to recognize those pharmacies as TRICARE providers. We want to incentivize our beneficiaries to go to the pharmacy by offering no copay for vaccinations that CDC recommends.
Well, turning to the future, information technology has affected all areas of business. Could you describe how technology has been leveraged to enhance pharmaceutical care, and what does the future hold?
What we do at the Department of Defense with our Pharmacy Data Transaction Service, or PDTS, we're able to collect prescription information from wherever our beneficiary gets that prescription filled. That all occurs in 5 seconds. Not only is eligibility checked in those 5 seconds, but also a look at the medications this beneficiary has gotten and the current medication being prescribed to make sure there is no therapeutic duplication or possible adverse event that could occur. If one is seen by the computer system, the pharmacist gets a message back to talk to the patient, to talk to the doctor, to make sure that everybody understands that there could be a possible therapeutic duplication or a possible adverse event. I see the data in the future being enhanced as the virtual lifetime electronic record comes into being, where practitioners, both providers and pharmacists, will have access to more complete information on the patient to try to help them comply with prescribed therapy, to avoid adverse reactions, to have a better dialogue between the patient, pharmacist, and physician on medication therapy.
Admiral, before I ask my last question, I have to give a testimonial. As a retired naval officer and a registered pharmacist, the DOD, in my opinion, has the best pharmacy benefit program with the entire United States, if not the world. As a retiree, now I have benefit to use the benefits, and I really enjoy it, and my family does too. So I want to compliment you and your team for that. My last question, would you tell us more about the task force on the future of military health care? What are some of the core findings and recommendations that impact the DOD pharmacy program?
The task force looked at the pharmacy benefit program, and they had similar compliments that it's one of the best programs they saw. They wanted to encourage increased use of our mail order operation. We're underutilizing our mail order operation right now. They wanted to incentivize beneficiaries to use the mail order operation by offering free generic medications at the mail order pharmacy. They also wanted to increase copays in the retail network and try to incentivize beneficiaries to move over to the mail order pharmacy to give it a try, to try home delivery, not having to worry about getting that refill when necessary. Electronics are being used at the mail order pharmacy where a beneficiary can ask for an email when it's time to refill that prescription and simply going onto the website and asking for a refill there without even ever having to talk to a person is the way that the task force saw for pharmacy. And increased utilization of the mail-order pharmacy was their primary concern.
Admiral, with the advances in information technology, such as the uses of barcodes to make sure the right drug is directed to the right person at the right time, I know the VA has the Barcode Medical Administration as part of its VISTA system. What are the benefits of this advancement?
DOD is also using barcode technology in our military treatment facilities and at the mail order pharmacy. Recently, I got to visit the mail order pharmacy in Tempe, Arizona, and they use barcodes extensively. They'll put a barcode on the prescription. The medications are already barcoded. All medication stock bottles have a barcode on it. And when that prescription goes down the line, the barcode is read off of the prescription. It's read off of the medication to make sure they match up. At the end of the line, when the pharmacist checks these medications, he or she will scan all of the barcodes to make sure they line up in addition to a visual check. So using technology has been a way, especially at the mail order pharmacy and in the military treatment facilities, a way to reduce medication errors.
Well, we had Admiral Hunter in from TRICARE, Deputy Director of TRICARE. She was talking about the benefits of the patient-centered medical home model. The National Navy Medical Center is actually doing this with their internal medicine team. I'm wondering, what role would pharmacy play in a patient-centered medical home model?
I had a discussion with Air Force Surgeon General, Lieutenant General Green, and he and I were discussing the role of the pharmacist. One of the things that pharmacists do in some medical treatment facilities is set up a clinic, such as a lipid-lowering clinic, where they operate under a protocol. And the beneficiary can call the pharmacist, especially if they've been on this lipid-lowering medication for a long time, and ask for a refill. Instead of having to get to the doctor to ask for that refill, the pharmacist operating under a protocol, if they meet all the parameters in that protocol, would have the authority to refill that prescription, to really write a new prescription, and then only when it's outside of this program, something's wrong with the labs, a patient hasn't been in for a while, would that pharmacist need to contact the PCM, which is generally right down the hall. Mm-hmm. Do you want to see Mrs. Jones, or can I refill this? You know, from our discussion, we think pharmacists can handle 80% of the workload for the MTF, and the doc then only has to see the 20% that fall outside the protocol, you know. That's what he's looking at for as part of this medical home, especially if we can offload the refills and do things like this that are more important to the MTS and patients.
We had Carolyn Clancy on, director of ARC, and she was underscoring the fact that nowadays we're dealing more with chronic illnesses rather than acute diseases. The 5 years of being on a specific drug just to remain steady state, with that change in the disease model, well, how does that change the role of the pharmacist?
One of the important things the pharmacist does today and will do more so in the future with beneficiaries that are on medication for the rest of their lives, such as cholesterol-lowering drugs or blood pressure medication, is to make sure that the patient really understands how important it is to stay on that therapy, to monitor their medications to make sure any new prescription doesn't have an adverse event with other medications they're on or the disease state they're on. Also, pharmacists have good clinical training, and a lot of them are working under collaborative practice agreements with doctors, whereby when a patient shows up and has these particular questions for this disease state that they're going to have the rest of their life, under these collaborative practice agreements, the pharmacist can write a new prescription for this medication that they have been on. There's not a need for the patient to go see that primary care physician. The pharmacist will be doing more and more work in that area.
Wonderful. Admiral, my last question. You've had a very interesting and successful vocation career. What advice would you give to someone who's thinking about a career in public service or pharmacy or both?
I got to see what federal service was like as a student in pharmacy school. I would encourage students to seek out those type of opportunities, spend a summer working in those areas, even going over to volunteer at a local medical treatment facility to see what it's like. And if you have an idea that this may be something you like, to give it a chance. What I was able to do in my early days of service, again, salary's not great early on, but it really improves rapidly over the years in any of the federal services. You can always work part-time, as I did, at a local hospital or a local pharmacy to see what you really want to do with your career. For me, after doing all three of those things, I focused on federal service administration is what I realized I really liked after having done a little work in all three facilities. So I'd encourage students to go out and try everything and see what they like. One of the nice things about federal service is you can do the administrative part there while looking at other areas also. If your role is really clinical, the military treatment facilities are a wonderful place to work.
Admiral, that's great advice. I'd like to thank you for joining us today, but more importantly, Terry and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Rear Admiral Thomas McGinnis, Chief of the Pharmaceutical Operations Directorate, TRICARE Management Activity within the Department of Defense. My co-host has been Terry Ergens, IBM's Military Health Practice Leader. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Thank you for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.